Arizona. Welcome back to Hour 3 of Rosie on the House. We are broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center for the SABA. That's the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. SABA Home and Patio Show going on today and tomorrow. We have the Home Show in Flagstaff as well going on at the NAU Sky Dome, and the Scottsdale Home and Garden Show going on at the new air conditioned building at Westworld. So it's home shows, and home shows. But I tell you what, if you're not in the mood for a home show, there's one other little event going on this weekend that always kind of grabs my attention, and it's the Arizona Fishing Game Outdoor Expo at Ben Avery. If you want to introduce your kids to the concept of getting outside and enjoying this beautiful, great state of ours, getting over to the Ben Avery Shooting Facility, that's at 4044 West Black Canyon Boulevard. You just take I-17 north to Carefree Highway, turn west. You can't miss it. That's the state headquarters for Arizona Fish and Game Department. It is a great outdoor expo. They're demoing archery. They've got catch and release fish tanks to teach the kids how to cast and tie the knots. Lots of off-road vehicle demonstrations. It is a great way to spend a weekend in Arizona if you're in that particular area. Again, it's the Arizona Game and Fish Department Outdoor Expo going this weekend at the Ben Avery Shooting Facility.
They took the Morristown School, elementary school over there, and the word has it, they had an absolute ball.
A field day at the Outdoor Expo. Why didn't they ever give field days when I was in school?
The girls want me to take them back without the school, just because it's an easier environment. You could have time to do more of this and that.
They
loved it and want to go back.
Yeah, it is a great event. We're talking this particular hour about anything y'all would like to talk about. If you've got a particular project or home improvement project you're trying to tackle around the house, the home, the castle, or the cabin, you can give us a ring at the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348 on any home improvement project you'd like to visit on. Give us a call. We'll put our 40 years of combined building and remodeling experience in Arizona to work for you. But I want to talk to all of you. But in particular, those of you that are thinking or are planning in the near future, down on the floor of the SABA Home Show yesterday, we met a lot of people that were here at the Home Show collecting ideas for what to do next fall, because they're just in the next few weeks prepared to go back to their winter homes in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan. We talked to a lot of folks from the upper Midwest, and they're collecting ideas on projects to get started next fall. Well, one of the things I want to talk to you all about is home security. And I always start my presentations on home security with a little story. If you and your spouse or your best friend are walking in the woods in the spring, and across the trail a bear waking up from hibernation, a hungry bear, crosses your trail, to be safe, you do not have to outrun the bear. You just have to outrun whoever you're with, and then you'll be okay. And that's what I tell people about home security. If I'm a bad guy and I'm casing your neighborhood, I want to find the home I can get in the quickest and get out the quickest with the most chance of not being seen. So I'm identifying, I'm actually writing down on a piece of paper as I'm driving the neighborhoods, actual addresses of homes that look like I can get in and out of quick and easy. Where do you think is the number one point of entry for home burglaries?
Well, I know this, so I can't answer.
Would you think it'd be the back door where nobody could see you?
Be a good thought that way, a likely answer.
Too many dogs in the backyards. Mm.
And you got to jump that fence,
man. You got to jump that fence.
I'm stealing stuff. I'm too lazy for that kind of hard work.
Yeah. The number one point of entry for home break-ins and burglaries is the front door. Okay. So if you're trying to make your house the least desirable house on the block, what would you do at your front door?
Chain a dog.
chain a dog to the front door.
Put an NRA sticker.
I think
tripod mounted, water cool, belt fed.
I think you ought to seriously consider a good quality security screen door on the front door.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Make it one obstacle for me. It's an interesting statistic, and the University of South Carolina recently did a study, and they went and they interrogated criminals in prison that were there because they were incarcerated for home burglaries. And they were saying, what would it take for us as homeowners to keep guys like you from breaking into our home? They mentioned that security systems would be a deterrent. Most security systems give you a sign that you can plant in your front yard. So if I'm casing a neighborhood, I'm going to overlook the ones with the signs in the yard. I'm only going to, if I determine your house is the one I'm going to break into, I'm only going to spend between 5 and 30 seconds getting in, and that's all. And if it's going to take any longer than that, I'm just going to move on. I particularly love Arizona architecture because of the big soaring tile ceilings and the entry porticochere that comes out over the front door, and the front door is tucked back in that little pocket. I can sit back there just long enough to get in that door where none of the neighbors even know I'm around. I can get into
it
virtually.
It is a pretty look.
Yeah, it is.
For the house, it is a pretty architectural look.
It is. It is. It's a really pretty look if you're trying to break into the house. I can get into virtually any front door, in less than 10 seconds, okay? And those of you who have experienced this break-in know how it's done. I'm not going to educate anybody as to how to do it, but it's easy, it's very quick, and you're in, okay? How long do you think they stay in the house once they're in?
You know, a lot of it's probably the homework they've done. If it's a neighborhood where everyone's at work and they notice there's not a lot of activity during the broad daylight, which is when most of them occur. You know, someone parked out front at night will be suspicious, and everyone's home at night. Man, wait till they're all at work during the day. So it probably just depends, but I mean, they're moving quick. Yep. I mean, they're generally speaking, they don't stop to make a sandwich or turn on the TV and catch the midday news.
Where they're going to come in through the front door. They're going to do it in the early afternoon. And they're going to spend 5 to 30 seconds getting in. Once they're in, they're going to spend less than 3 minutes in the house, 3 to 5 minutes in the house. Where's the first room they're going to go?
Master bedroom.
Absolutely. You're going to go to the master bedroom, master bathroom. You're going to ransack everything there. That's where the jewelry are. That's where the valuables are. So what does that tell you, the homeowners, about where to keep your valuables? Don't keep them in the master bedroom, closet, or bathroom. Find another place to put them. It's perfectly okay to go to Hobby Lobby or Michael's and buy $40 worth of costume jewelry and drape it all over the place in the master bedroom. Let them think they got away with something. But the true family heirlooms, the true valuables, don't keep them in the first place they're going to go. Okay, so you're hiding them in your underwear drawer. Okay. That's where 99% of the people hide their valuables.
It doesn't take any time to pull the drawer out and dump it on the floor. I mean, they're not going to sit there and neatly sort through your drawers. They're going to empty your drawers right on the floor, pick up anything they can, and move on.
And the other thing I tell people as I'm coaching you about how to keep your home safe is the most valuable thing they can take from you while they're in your house is your identity. So if I can walk in your house and over there by the kitchen telephone workstation, you've got some folders that are labeled bills to be paid, check statements to reconcile, invoices received that have your account numbers on it, that have the tower of your computer sitting right there. If they can get your identity, they have stolen the most valuable thing they can steal because they can sell it over and over and over again. Jennifer and I, as personal victims of theft identity, can tell you that it is the most grievous, long-lasting, horrible episode of your life to try and correct what a identity theft can do to you, your credit rating, and just your quality of life and the sense of just absolute violation.
Your bank accounts don't work. Your, like you said, your credit doesn't work. That you try and do something, and mom, in her case, this lady had bought all these fancy cars in mom's name. So, they now think that she's got quadruple the debt.
This was very, very early on in the identity theft scheme of things.
And nobody knew what to do.
We couldn't get the police department in our city to help us. We couldn't get the police department where the crimes occurred to help us.
There
was no LifeLock back then. I mean, it was a mess. It was a very, very grievous mess. So don't take your identity lightly. I tell you, I'm getting death on buying things over the internet. I really am. I get more and more uncomfortable with it every single day.
Mom, while your mic is on and hot, you had asked me to say something at the beginning of the 10 o'clock hour. Would you like to go ahead?
Sure. I was just going to say happy anniversary to my sweetheart. 36 years this year.
36 this week. Years. Yeah. 36 years.
Thanks for the pretty roses.
You're welcome.
Well, congratulations, Mom and Dad. 36.
Yeah, and counting.
Seems like yesterday.
It really does.
Seems like yesterday. Happy anniversary to you too, sweetheart.
Thank you.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When we get back, we're going to take Dave. He wants to know how a certain window that someone's is selling him, how secure that window is. And then Howard wants to add a room addition and wants to know about how to insulate it properly. So we'll take those calls and yours at 1-888-767-4348.